I call up Paul McComb to read the scripture.
Good morning. Today's reading is Psalm 23, a Psalm of David. The Lord is my shepherd, I lack nothing. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He refreshes my soul. He guides me along the right paths for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint oil, my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely your goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Bless the reading.
Earlier this week, when Leonard sent me the scripture, he also told me the title of his message, which was Expect the Unexpected. It does appear to be very prophetic in its nature, for there's a number of us this morning who did not expect to do what we're doing. Me being one of them. So let me begin with a moment of prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, please be kind, lead me in your message, that the people of this church will be enriched by your word. Amen. Since I elected to attend the Reformed Presbyterian Church, a number of people have asked me, well, what's the difference between the Reformed Presbyterians and the Presbyterians USA denominations? Although I'm not fully able to address this, I do know that there was one significant difference that I noticed in their worship service. They sing only the Psalms. They sing it without accompaniment, a cappella, and they sing it in parts, without a choir. Now, there's something wonderful to sitting in with a group of men and women singing the Psalms like that. But I have to say, personally, I still like singing the hymns. I love hearing the choir sing. And of course, I love Mickey and Sean accompanying us. Now, the Psalms were written about 100 BC during the life of King David, with many of the Psalms being attributed directly to him. The Psalms were written in worship of God during times of sorrow and joy, peace and turmoil, doubt and in faith. But regardless of the circumstance, the Psalms still offer us hope of peace and rest in the protection of God. One of the best known Psalms is our scripture for today, Psalm 23. In this psalm, King David used the metaphor of the good shepherd who is dedicated to leading, protecting, and caring for his flock to describe the nature of Jesus. Jesus referred to himself as, "I am the good shepherd." The Lord, as good shepherd, desires to see us, his flock, safe and protected, nourished both in body and in soul, and calm and peaceful at all times. In Jesus' final instructions to Peter, he again reveals his concern for his flock. Jesus said to Peter, "Tend my lambs, take care of my sheep, feed my sheep." So let us explore Psalm 23 phrase by phrase to see the richness of the Lord's message and the Lord's love for us. The Lord is my shepherd. In the opening phrase, it proclaims the Psalm's metaphoric truth that Lord Jesus is the good shepherd. David, too, having been a shepherd, knows from his experience that the well-being of the flock is totally dependent upon the shepherd. A good shepherd cares for his flock, even up to giving his life to protect and save his flock. Jesus is the good shepherd, was prepared to offer himself up as the perfect sin sacrifice to save all of us. He said, I am the good shepherd. I know my sheep, and my sheep know me. I lay down my life for the sheep. No one takes it them from me, but I lay down my life in my own accord. I have the authority to lay down my life and the authority to take it up again. And then he said, greater love has no one than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. I lack nothing. The Good Shepherd will provide our needs if only we trust and rely on him. We may not be given everything we want, but he promises to provide us our daily bread. All we have to do is to hear his voice and be obedient to his will. This is what Jesus meant when he said, my sheep hear my voice. I know them and they follow me. I give them eternal life and they will never perish. No one will snatch them out of my hand. He maketh me lie down in green pasture. He leads me beside the quiet waters. He refreshes my soul. On one level, this phrase seems to imply that the Good Shepherd will again provide us with daily food and water. However, the image of the green pastures and the quiet waters also invokes a feeling of peace, rest, and refreshment. After a long day of running in the world's rat race, it is calming and soothing to spend some time in the presence of the Good Shepherd, reading Scripture and listening to the Holy Spirit. It relieves one's fears and anxieties, for the Lord Jesus said, peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. I do not give you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid. He guides me along the right paths for his name's sake. In life, we are faced with many difficult paths. We will face difficult decisions. Sometimes it is hard to determine the right path. Jesus promised that God would send to us the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, to teach us all things and to remind us of what the Lord Jesus taught us. The Holy Spirit will protect us from making wrong decisions. He will gently prod us back into the fold when we are about to go astray from his will. Thank you for the musical interlude. Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. For sheep, the world is full of dangers. It's a scary place. There are wolves and lions. There are snares and deep holes that lead to death. The shepherd has a rod to stave off the wolves and the lions. He carries a crook to hook and bring up his sheep from the deepest hole. Our good shepherd also protects us from the intentions of the evil one and rescues us from the depths of our sin. You prepare a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. My cup overflows. Here David departs from the metaphor of the shepherd and begins to praise and worship the Lord. David praises the Lord for hosting a feast and a table for us while we are still in this world. The table on which God has placed everything for our nourishment of our souls. This is the reference to the communion table, where God, through his grace, has placed on the table the bread of life for our souls and more than enough wine to cleanse our souls, more wine than we deserve because of our evil nature. Jesus, our host at the table, at the communion table, provides for our salvation through the grace of God. You anoint my head with oil. The origin of anointing was the practice of the shepherds pouring scented oil on the heads of their sheep to protect them from lice and insects. From this, it became a practice to anoint people with scented oil as a symbolic act of blessing and setting them apart for a special purpose. David is praising God for his grace in anointing us, setting his seal of ownership on us, and putting his spirit in our hearts as a deposit guaranteeing what is to come. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Accepting Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior and as the Good Shepherd, he will provide for our salvation so that when the time comes, we may have eternal life and live with him forever. It is no wonder that Psalm 23 has been a comfort and a peace to millions and millions of believers over the time. This psalm elegantly illustrates that if we put our trust in the Lord Jesus, the Good Shepherd will meet our daily needs, give us peace and comfort, guide us towards righteousness with his word and with his Holy Spirit. He will protect us when we are threatened by the evil one. He will rescue us from the depths of our sin. Not only does God provide for our earthly needs, but he has also provided for our salvation through God's good grace.